Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men know how to attract and detach at the same time. Now, I know that sounds kind of weird, so I'll repeat it again. I say real men know how to attract and detach at the same time. Don't worry, it'll make sense by the time we get to the end of this check-in today. You know, Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" And Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs or issues of life." But Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Now, I started the show with the quote, "Real men know how to attract and detach at the same time," because yesterday I was meeting with a group of my brothers in Christ who are part of a discipleship group with me. I unintentionally hijacked our meeting after I asked an innocent question that turned into an ignorant rant from me, whining and complaining about ministering to men and interacting with other Christians. What I thought was a burden I was expressing for the body of Christ, especially when it comes to men, was received, and excuse my language, as bitching about how I was discouraged by the state of men and Christians in the body of Christ. But I thank God for the men in my life because one of my brothers called me out on it, and I was immediately convicted by the Holy Spirit and had to embarrassingly apologize for it. Although you may know me as the host of this number one rated podcast for Christian men, and although God has allowed this podcast to be heard all over the world in 136 countries, I'm not personally immune to the discouragement, disappointment, anger, frustration, impatience, and even the annoyance of dealing with people, especially when it comes to Christian men. And God, through the help of my brothers, revealed to me a heart condition that required heart surgery without anesthesia. And God reminded me of a Real Men Check-In episode I did over maybe about 1 or 2 years ago called "Stop Getting Frustrated." And if you want to check it out, just go to episode 207. But on that check-in, I mentioned that unmet expectations always lead to frustration. Now, let me say that again. unmet expectations always lead to frustration. And that's where I found myself yesterday during my emotional and spiritual vomiting session with my guys. I wasn't sharing my burden for men, I was sharing my frustration with men. And I should know better. If you ever want to control your anger, frustration, and agitation towards others, all you have to do is control your expectations of others. And I didn't do that. So after I went to God to confess and repent and request help to address this obvious spiritual blind spot of my life, I also asked God to specifically help me do two things. One, help me to see and accept the true condition of the heart of man, including my own. And two, teach me how you want me or us to respond and not react to others that is both pleasing and honoring to you. And I'm hoping that what I share with you will open your eyes and bless you the way it has opened my eyes and blessed me in learning to love one another the way God has commanded us to. The Holy Spirit said that we as men, husbands and fathers, as well as spiritual leaders, need to understand and accept the true condition and real issues of the human heart when it comes to people, in order for us to surrender and submit to God our expectations of people. Remember what Jeremiah 17:9 said? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? And remember I said that Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the issues of life. So what is the true condition and real issues of our heart that God wants you and me to understand and accept? Now, are you ready for it? That we as men and women will lie to God, others, and even ourselves to get what we want. That we judge others by their actions, but we expect to be judged by our intentions. That we will break our promises to others, but we expect others to keep theirs to us. That we expect to receive grace, mercy, empathy, and forgiveness from others, but we refuse to give it when it's hard. That we believe in the God that comforts us, but not in the one who inconveniences us. That we hate excuses, but we accept our own. We desire truth from people, but only when it doesn't hurt, offend, or makes us feel insecure. That we can easily spot selfishness in others, but we struggle in seeing it in ourselves. That we care more about what feels good to us rather than doing what's best for us. That we expect others to risk trusting us, but we struggle in trusting others. That we expect to be given multiple chances for our mistakes, but we limit the number and the kind of mistakes that others can make. Now, knowing and understanding and accepting this, the Holy Spirit commanded me to submit and surrender my expectations of men, my wife, my children, my parents, my family, my colleagues and strangers, and even the church and other Christians, all surrendering and submitting that to Him. God said to release them of these expectations that they'll never be able to meet to my satisfaction on this side of heaven. Remember what I said? Unmet expectations always lead to utter frustration. So after revealing to me the true condition and real issues of the human heart, I asked the Holy Spirit to show me how He wants me or us to respond and not just react to others that is honoring to Him, void of expectations, absent of conditions, and without a hidden agenda. And the Holy Spirit said this to me, you know how I want you to respond? By being the first and the last one to love them. By forgiving others in spite of how you feel. By setting loving boundaries and respecting theirs. By waiting longer than what makes you feel comfortable. By listening to understand before speaking to be understood. By sharing my opinion only when I'm asked for it. By being kind to others, especially when it's hard. By speaking words of life to them, not curses. By having a short memory of their mistakes, by always taking responsibility for my part, by accepting and respecting others even if I don't agree with them, by speaking the truth in love even if it hurts them, by humbling myself by putting their needs above my own, by assuming I could be wrong, by going the extra mile even when I'm not asked to, by building up others, not tearing them down, by questioning their intentions before judging their actions, by acknowledging my feelings but not being controlled by them, by praying for them before criticizing them, by complaining less to and about others, by giving more without expecting anything in return, by choosing the relationship over my rights or being right, by letting go of them when it's harmful to me, by allowing them to live with the consequences of their choices, by trusting God more with them, by lending my hope when they've lost theirs, by pursuing them without pushing them away, and by always reflecting God's love to them. The lesson I learned from all of this, from the spiritual and emotional meltdown from my discipleship group, all the way to my soul searching for explanations about why I did it in the first place, I realized that when it comes to loving God's people, He wants us to be able to attract and detach both at the same time. Attract by showing His unconditional love to them, and detach by trusting Him with our unmet expectations of them, because that's what real men do. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you know, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners because they encourage me and inspire me. And I want to share this one with you this week. And it's from Carter Coffee. I guess that's how you say it. And Carter Coffee writes, "This podcast is so realistic to everyday life as men. The process and delivery are on point and keeps me positive and motivated. And I have a hunger after each day to hear more. I want to be a better man. And I believe this is just another tool to enhance my godly man toolbox. Every time I tune in, it's vital information that I can pass on to the 19 men that I help mentor in a men's group called Sons of God in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for this podcast." And thank you, Carter Coffee, for leaving that 5-star review in iTunes for us. I really appreciate it. And like I always tell you, I pick these reviews randomly. So who knows, if you submit a podcast review, we might actually read yours on the air. And if you didn't know already, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed. As always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.